Crothers, William. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. August 27, 1903. Dear Brother Crothers, I received your letter 2 days ago, and I will write a few words to you in reply. I feel very sorry over your affliction, and that your hopes are so often disappointed. I remember you in my prayers, and I believe that the Lord has his eye upon you. I thought you were at the sanitarium here at St. Helena taking treatment. I cannot properly advise you in regard to what you should do, for I have had no instruction from the Lord in regard to this matter. I hope that you will not become discouraged. I dare not advise you in any way, except that you are to commit the keeping of your soul and body unto your covenant-keeping God. Make him your great physician. Do not trust in human agencies, or make flesh your arm, but trust in the Lord and pray to him. Exercise faith for yourself and allow no doubts to come into your mind. The Lord Jesus healed the sick while he was upon the earth. Now, my brother, go right to the Lord and ask him to heal you, to save you, and to bless you, that you may do service for him. Grasp his promises by the hand of faith and draw day and night upon his strength. Ask the Lord to heal your digestive organs. Your stomach is enfeebled by mistreatment. Sometimes you have eaten largely, sometimes your diet has been unwholesome. I dare not advise you. The dear Heavenly Father knows all that you suffer. Go to him in full assurance of faith. Make every effort possible to lay hold of his promises. Believe, my soul says, believe. You have my sympathy. I have presented your case before the Lord as one of his afflicted children who needs the divine healing touch. Oh, cast your helpless soul upon the Lord. I will continue to pray for you. Your case seems inexplainable to me. I know that you have been a successful laborer, and that we need the help of those who have the talents you possess. It seems to me that your proposition to go home to your mother is about the best thing you can do. I cannot now see any better way. And if you go home, keep your case before the Lord, plead his rich promises, and await his pleasure, whatever it may be. Lay off all work for a time, and do not take upon yourself any care. I have done this in past years, but do not fail to keep your case before the mighty healer. If the Lord gives me a message for you, I will withhold nothing. But he knows all about your feebleness, and he desires you to plead his promises. Ask, and ye shall receive. John 16, verse 24. Then ask, believe, and receive. Commit all to God, pray earnestly, believe, and receive. Expect his blessing. Believe, and do not let go. Press your petitions to the throne of grace and ask in faith without wavering. Tell him that you must have his blessing. We will make your case a special subject of prayer. I have much writing to do. Constantly I am writing. I have written 28 pages today, and I must continue to write. Be at peace with God.